Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah, they're playing my man Mike Lavery's song. That's right. It's time for the Richmond Market Minute, business news locally and nationally with Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors. Mike, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning to you, Gary. And if you're bullish on the stock market and bullish on the consumer in the United States, then I'd say it's going quite well right now. You know, Gary, we had a shortened trading day on Friday where the Dow lost about 112 points, but I don't read a whole lot into that. We had a very nice week prior to the holiday. We still had a positive week for last week. And gosh, if you look at, Gary, at November's numbers, I had them right here. The Dow was up 2.5%. The NASDAQ was up almost 3.5% for the month. So you have to call those pretty solid numbers. If you look at sort of the early read, Gary, on consumer sales or on spending for the holidays, all the numbers are going to look really good with the exception of Black Friday indoor traffic or foot traffic into the stores. That was down about 6%. I don't think that shocks anybody. One, because apparently there's more ladies, I guess more shoppers now in general, like the ladies from the Lavery clan that chose late Thursday evening to do some of their initial in-store shopping, despite the excellent turkey that I made. And and we're just seeing, as everybody now expects, the cyber sales continue to grow at a very quick pace. And we're looking at preliminary numbers from virtually every sector, and we're seeing very strong sales over the holiday weekend. And we expect Cyber Monday now to be a big read there. So the consumer seems perfectly well intact right now, and stock markets look fairly buoyant. I'm looking at an initial opening for the Dow of maybe 100-ish points or so. Chinese markets and almost all other Asian markets are higher, believe it or not, on some changes in good economic expansion in China factory reads. European markets are higher. So right now the bulls remain fairly in control, Gary. I would give one note of caution, and you and I talked about a lot of this throughout the year. December last year, and December's historically a pretty good month, was atrocious for the stock markets. And I don't anticipate another sell-off like we had last December, but that certainly was a bout of holiday sobriety last year. There was no Santa Claus rally. There was more a Santa Claus kick in the gut. Again, we don't anticipate that, but we're going to keep our eyes on that just in case. But right now, all systems seem to be fairly positive if you're bullish on the stock market.
You call Santa and tell him that that's not allowed this year.
Yeah, well, it's, I assure you he doesn't want it. And we have a whole different setup because if you remember last year, Gary, at this time, that was when the Fed had indicated they were, in fact, going to be raising rates. They had previously raised rates twice. They made it very clear that they were going to do it again in December. And boy, when they did, it got beat up. The market finally bottomed around an illiquid holiday. It was actually Christmas Eve where the selling just seemed like it was going to go on unabated. But the only thing stopped it was the afternoon close. But that did finally mark the bottom. But we don't have any indication that the Fed is going to be raising rates here. And we don't have an indication that they're going to be lowering rates right now. They're in steady-as-she-goes mode. But when you have the Fed saying that their outlook remains positive and you have all the consumers whose outlook clearly remains positive right now, we should avoid that sort of debacle from December. But I like to remind folks about it because you don't like those things to catch you off guard.
Mike, before I let you go, in general principle, mm-hmm. What kind of correlation is there between what we see spending-wise, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and then the holiday season and the performance of the markets?
It's usually very high, Gary. So when you see sales numbers that are continuing to grow at or above sort of our notional GDP, GDP right now, let's call it 2.5%, we're seeing sales growth maybe in the 5 or 6% range, that tends to be good for the stock market. Okay, and we do have enough statistical data to actually measure that, and that shouldn't shock anybody because when we see sales declines or are flat in holidays, that usually means the consumer is nervous. when's the consumer nervous? It's when unemployment is high or when the overall economy is contracting or interest rates are high or oil prices are high. Those things all make the consumer nervous. They tend to spend less. Right now, all of those things have green arrows, so the consumer is spending more. And when that happens, the stock market tends to do very well. That's where the concept of a Santa Claus rally actually initially came from.
Okay, Mike, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, look forward to it. You guys be safe out there.
That's Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.